I'm a retired crash out a little bit. I was just telling somebody about the time this guy had broke up with me via text. And I was like, we not finna do that. And so like, you need to meet up with me. And he's like, all right, cool. We can talk on Sunday. And so Sunday came around and he wasn't answering the phone for me. So since he wasn't answering the phone for me, what I did, I pulled up. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of singlewomanchronicles.com. Where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And today is all about closure, closure, closure. But before we get into closure, how y'all doing? Y'all having a good January? January has been a very ghetto month. 2025 did not come in as if she had any grace or demure. It's no demure in 2025. Let's take a moment of silence for TikTok. TikTokiana. Tikiana Toxin, I'm sorry, that's her government, has been banned from the United States. And there is just, I don't know why people don't like happiness. They don't like to see other people happy. I've seen so many people be angry at people for being angry about TikTok being banned. Like, I've literally seen people insult so many just because they feel like the TikTok ain't that serious. So this is the voice that I hear when they're saying it. I'm reading the comments. TikTok ain't that serious. So why are you guys so sad? You guys need to get a life. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, if you are not a TikToker, get out the conversation. Like, it's okay to not understand something. Like, you don't even have to join the conversation, but like, why you gotta add to it with, oh, I'm glad it's gone because y'all tripping, y'all have you ever been on it? That's like me making fun of people who, like, when Vine left, I was never on Vine. So why would I have an opinion on something I was never a part of? Like, it's so stupid. Misery really loves company. Like, these people are so miserable. So they hop on the bandwagon when anybody else is miserable or sad about something so that they can have happiness. Like, they literally only have happiness at other people's misery. It's crazy. But honestly, it seems like a ploy for President Trump to, like, come in and be a savior, because if you notice his manipulation of the country and the brainwashing that he does, like, he doesn't do anything positive in the actual government to, like, shift laws and things that actually matter, but he does stuff that the simple-minded can latch on to and simply say, oh yeah, he did that, that's why I'm voting for him, or that's why I support him. Like the stimulus check. Oh, he did the stimulus check, that's why I support him. So if he brings TikTok back, it's like, oh, he brought back TikTok so I can support him. But at the same time, he's doing mass deportations. He's widening the wealth to poverty gap. Like, he's all over women's rights and taking us 16 steps back. So it's like, let's focus on the bigger picture, but only the wise understand that. But that's neither here nor there. I am going to miss TikTok. For me, TikTok was entertaining, it was educational, and it was encouraging. TikTok was literally video Google. When I needed a meal plan, TikTok. If I needed a restaurant in a city I'm visiting for the first time, TikTok. A lounge, a happy hour, TikTok. TikTok, tick, tick, tickety tock. Honey, if I needed encouragement, I'll come across somebody praying. I'll come across somebody's testimony. If I need entertainment, I'll come across a funny video. I come across a story time. Like, if I needed education, I could be like, oh, for Pilates. That's another thing. I did Pilates for the first time Saturday, and I really needed to know, like, what to expect, what my mindset should have been. So I got so much information before I went into Pilates, and I felt like I was very prepared because of TikTok. So that's why I'm going to miss TikTok. So shout out to TikTok for just being authentic. I feel like you could be so authentic on TikTok, because Instagram, the comments can be brutal. Twitter, I don't even try to go over there, because Twitter is just a pit of hate and misery. And yeah, it's bad over there. But TikTok was just like a family. It gave family vibe. And I just love TikTok. So I'm going to miss it. Hopefully it comes back. But what I'm gonna do at work now? What I'm gonna do at work when I need a brain break? What I'm gonna do? Because typically my work is work an hour, scroll, 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 10 minutes. Work an hour, scroll, 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 10 minutes. Like, what I'm gonna do? I'll figure it out. I guess I'll be productive. Whatever. I guess that's the only positive. I could be more productive. Pilates. I wanted to touch back on Pilates. So I actually did Legree. People keep asking me the difference between Legree and Pilates. I don't know. Like, if it's my first, I don't know. I know it's two different names. I know a lot of people, like the Pilates community, they'll say like Legree is not Pilates. Because I want to be like, oh, it's a form of Pilates, but I don't want to get, you know, bombarded with shut up. No, it's not, because I don't know. But it feels like it seems like the same equipment is used, I guess different movements. I don't know. I have no idea, but I did Legree. I was surprised because I thought it was gonna be way more core heavy, but it was very leg heavy. And my legs are pretty strong, so I was excited that I was able to like finish the workout and not die. That first move that we did do made me question if I should leave or not. Because it was like something with our core, and I'm like, And I don't know how to use the reformer because we jump straight in and they only give you like, they said a 15-minute intro. Baby, that lady sped through that thing, the talking, that gibberish. It's like another language, y'all. Like, Pilates is another language. So if you're trying to visit Pilates for the first time, make sure you have your sticky socks. You can get them on Amazon. I got mine for $15 because I have big feet. And I couldn't do, like, the ankle socks. I had to do the full socks. But I got a pack of three for $15. Make sure you take water, of course. Make sure you take, you can even take a towel. I forgot my towel, but I was okay. I didn't die too much, but I was wiping sweat with my shirt. Don't be afraid to stop in between sets. Like, don't be afraid to go into the movements like slower because you don't know what you're doing. Don't be afraid to like modify because you don't know what you're doing. Like, yeah. Don't be afraid to look at your neighbor. Because most of the class, I didn't know what they was talking about. So I was looking at my neighbor like, what y'all doing? Okay, cool. That's what she doing. I'm going to follow what she doing. Oh, what he doing? I'm going to follow what he doing. So, yeah, Pilates is cool. I'm actually going tomorrow to an intro class because we are out. We are out for work on Monday. So I'm going to do an intro class to introduce me to the reformer because obviously I don't know what I'm doing. So I thought that was really nice. And it's a black owned studio here. I think it's called Stretch ATL. It's in Buckhead. So black owned is always great. It seems that my last video has touched the red pill community and I really needed it to be untouched. I need it back. I hate when my content gets over to red pill. Obviously, my platform is called Single Woman Chronicles. The key word in there is woman. The key word in there is woman because I speak to women. So I'm not saying that I don't speak to men at all. I do have men who listen to my podcast. I do have men who enjoy me and who are fans and they find my content helpful. Thank you guys. But Red Pill is a whole different ball game. So the things we talk about is very different. And so I think a lot of the red pill men are broken and hurt. So their mission is to misunderstand me and women like me and women in period, because deep down inside, a lot of them hate women. And that's just what it is. Like, you can agree to disagree. I don't care. But I didn't say all of them. I'm saying a big group of them hate women. So if you are a woman and you're outspoken and you're speaking your mind, of course they're going to hate me. Like, hello. So I've had content, especially in the past, like on TikTok, get into the hands of the red pill community, and all of the comments were just like bad and negative. I don't typically go into the comments when I see that it has gotten on the red pill side. I just be like, whatever. But if you listening to this, y'all just go to my last video that talks about how social media is ruining dating. And if you're a woman, just be like, hey, great video. And just comment under there so it can get out of the shackles of red pill. Because I don't want it over there. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. Okay. Last thing before we get into is closure necessary for healing. Last video, I forgot to mention the Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, because this is a part of like social media ruining dating. Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, she has been out for a minute, but she recently got her popularity because she read, what's his name? Cam Newton for filth last year, and which was necessary because he needed, you know, he just needed a bit of correction, and she corrected him. But lately, her interviews have been kind of like, I don't know. But a lot of me, I tell people all the time, I eat the meat, spit out the bones. I listen to people, but I listen with knowledge that not everyone, I'm not going to agree with everything someone says, and that's okay. That doesn't make me say I'm going to stop supporting you unless you say something really crazy or dangerous. And two, just because you said something don't mean it's true. So I'm going to go research and find out if it's true. Like, I'm just that girl. I've always been that girl. I'm always been the skeptic, kind of like, I'm going to go look for myself. So she had this recent video on Dr. Jamal Bryan, I think is his name, the pastor. And she said that one way she knows if a man is right for her, if he gives her the password to his phone. When I tell you, I 1000% disagree with this notion. Now, I do believe in openness and transparency. Like, if I'm in a relationship and my man needs to use my phone, I will be like, hey, my code is such and such and such, use it. I don't care, because I'm not hiding anything. And I would expect the same from him. I would expect phones to be turned face up. Like, I expect all of that. But at the same time, I don't need his password, because my discernment is lit. So if I feel like you cheat, nigga, you cheat. I usually don't need proof. And it sounds crazy, but it's like, if I feel that I need your password, that means that something's going on and I need to confront you. A lot of people use this whole mistrust and leading with the, I need your password, because there are deep insecurities inside of them because of past broken.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And they're bringing it into new situations, which is very unfair to that new person. And then even when they got the password, when they find the stuff they looking for, they don't go nowhere anyway. So that be my thing about people like that. It's like, y'all be having a password to these phones. Y'all randomly go through them for no reason, ruining your own day because you're going to read into whatever because you're looking for something. So when you're looking for something, you want to find something. So when you don't find something, you go and you dive deeper and you take the smallest of things and blow it out of proportion just to not leave. Like, what is the reason? So my thing about that is, if you don't trust, you shouldn't be with. That's just my thing. Or if you're in a relationship and trust was broken, but you want to remain in that relationship, y'all have to work on building trust. And that comes with a lot of forgiveness and a lot of humility. Because when you forgive, that means that you can't keep bringing it up. You can't keep shoving it in that person's face, because that means you didn't forget. If you keep bringing it up and throwing it in their face, like, baby, you got to learn to move on. Now, I'm not saying if it's fresh, like, of course, if someone cheats on you and you decided to stay with them, especially if like you're married or something, or, you know, if y'all been together for a long time, y'all got kids and stuff, a family, and you decide, okay, I'm going to stay. In the beginning, it's okay to kind of like grieve through that because you need that moment. But bro, like, there has to come a time when you're like, okay, I'm no longer doing that. And I'm no longer doing the things associated with the mistrust, which is looking through phones, needing passwords, snooping, doing all that. I know this because I've been there. I'm not a girl. I've never been a girl who looks through a guy's phone. If I had to look through your phone, I don't need to be with you. That's just my mindset. Because if I had to look through your phone, I'm going to ask you flat out, are you cheating on me? Look me in my eyes and tell me you're not. Like, okay, if you tell me this, I'm going to find out. I'm just letting you know, I'm going to find out. My discernment is vicious. And God don't play about me. I told you, he play about me. He don't play about me. I'm going to find out. Okay? Which is going to lead me into the topic today. But yeah, like, if I have to do all that, I don't need to be with you. And if you're in a relationship and you're constantly doing that, you don't need to be with that person, because the trust is just too broken. And it's just not a happy and peaceful relationship. That is just my opinion. I do not agree with her. Don't be going on these dates asking these men for their passcode on a third date. Is you crazy? Is you cool? Like, come on. That's just my opinion. Y'all ain't got to listen to it. I just don't agree. So today's topic is closure necessary for healing? And my answer's always been no. But I wanted to talk about it because even in my book that I had wrote, my first book, when is this book released? In 2017. My chapter 4 is called The Closure Trap. Okay, I'm looking in a book right now. My chapter 4 is called The Closure Trap because closure is a trap, baby. Closure is a trap, honey. Yes, The Closure Trap. I'm showing it to y'all. The Closure Trap. Because closure is a sense of resolution or conclusion at the end of an artistic work. That is like the definition of it. But baby, why you need to close a door that's already been closed? So the reason I even thought about this topic was last night I just so happened to find out some tea about an ex of mine. And basically something was happening while we were together that I was unaware of. And I just found out. And so when the person told me, basically, they found him on a dating app while we were still dating and while we were still exclusive. And I asked her, like, why didn't you tell me at the time? And she was like, because you said you was going to break up with him. So I didn't think it was a big deal. Now, in my mind, I'm not mad at her for not telling me. But in my mind, I'm like, I still would have told me. Like, I'm finna show enough tell you. I'm like, oh, you finna break up with him? Good, because I had seen him on his dating app that week. And y'all sit together, right? Oh, okay, that's crazy because he was on his dating app. But I was upset because it's like, dang, that would have helped me break up with him sooner. Cause he hadn't done anything like crazy. I just felt like we were not compatible, due to like time restrictions, but just knowing that information would have helped me to read him fulfilled. So it made me think like, okay, how am I going to handle this situation? Cause I can reach out to this individual and be like, you dirty slut. You were on a dating app while we together, but you kept saying you didn't have time for me, but you had time to post these cringe pictures and make a dating app. That's crazy. But I slept on it. I don't like moving off emotions, so I'll usually sleep on it or wait till the next day. That is very, very mature of me. You know, that is growth because I'm a retired crash out a little bit. I was just telling somebody about the time this guy had broke up with me via text, and I was like, we not finna do that. And so, like, you need to meet up with me. And he's like, all right, cool, we can talk on Sunday. And so Sunday came around, and he wasn't answering the phone for me. So since he wasn't answering the phone for me, what I did, I pulled up. Yes, I did, and I banged on his door, and I heard him, because he was in a two-story house, and his window was up, and I heard his brother like, somebody downstairs for you, and I guess he was asleep, but I don't care, because you need to wake up to these truths today. And so he had came downstairs, and he opened up the door, because I needed my closure. Y'all see how crazy I sound? That's how crazy y'all sound when y'all be like, I need closure. That is a true story, actually. Not my proudest moment, but I mean, as a retired crush out, it is what it is. Some stuff you just got to do what you got to do, but it's out of my system now. But the answer is you do not need closure for healing. Just like the situation that I spoke about with finding out this stuff. And I don't know what it is about me. I'm always finding out after the fact that a dude done cheated or like was deceptive because I would feel it. Like, I always feel something off in my gut. I'm telling y'all, my discernment is magical. It's beautiful. Like, I'll feel it before it happens. Like, I'll feel it in my gut deep down inside of me. And I'll know something is up. And I'll be like, God, reveal it to me. And God will reveal it to me. Or he'll be like, just walk away and I don't need an answer. I'll just obey that voice. And then it'll later on come out that I was right. I'm not crazy. So, I said that to say, I never needed the closure to actually move on from the person because I'm healed. I'm healed without it. I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody texted me and I'm finna go and we about to go see the new Issa Rae movie. I'm so excited with Kiki Palmer in them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I was saying, I didn't get as angry with this situation because I didn't, like, I was already healed, you know? So I can think, I'll go back to my ex from 2017. So I felt he cheated. I knew in my bones. I knew in my fibers. I knew in my toenails. I knew in my toenails that man cheated on me. But I didn't have no proof. But I still left because I knew he was like, he just wasn't it. Like, I just didn't have peace. And not having peace is enough to walk away from a situation. I want y'all to know that. Like, you have permission to walk away. You can break up with somebody because deep down inside, you just know y'all not supposed to be together. You don't necessarily need a reason, right? You know that, right? Like, if you're in a relationship. I'm not talking about marriage because that's a whole different ballgame. I'm saying, like, if you're in a relationship and you just feel like something is off and, like, we've talked about it, we've tried our best, and we just can't, like, you can walk away. And so with this situation, it was very toxic, though. So I ended up leaving the situation. I took time. I healed. I had to really pray up out of that thing. And then a year later, somebody reached out to me who was dating him at the time, and it confirmed that he was cheating on me. Now, as a retired crash out at the time, I was still a crash out. So, of course, I called him because it's so funny because he had already called me that week. And so I had got his new number. He called me that week trying to reconcile. And I was like, go away. I would never. And so, of course, the crash out of me called him and cussed him out because you cheated on me a year ago. But I didn't do it for closure. I did it because I wanted him to know that he was trash and he was slut. Dang, I was a crash out for real. That's so crazy because I didn't think I was, but I was. But but I was already over him. I just wanted to call him a slut. And then the information he told me about the girl, like the girl told me the information about him, and he had treated her so bad, and I felt so bad for her. So I felt like I needed to cuss him out on her behalf. But anyway, I was already healed from that situation without closure, but a year later, she still wasn't healed from him because she wasn't doing the necessary steps. You don't need, see, a lot of us want closure because we want a few things. We either want one, the potential of reconciliation. You're saying, oh, I want closure, but you get dressed, you look all cute because you're like, oh, I want him or her to see what they're losing out on. But deep down inside, you really just want them to be like, I'm sorry for everything that I did, and I want you to come back to me. Baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please. You know, they're not begging no more R&B songs, but they need to bring back begging. They need to bring back videos in the desert sands of times. Baby, I'm begging, baby, I'm begging, begging, baby. Yes, but that was just a side note. I do think they need to bring back begging in 2025. The second thing you want is you want that person to feel like they are missing out on you. It's kind of like that validation. Like, you don't necessarily want them back, but you want to be validated. And then a third thing you may want is you want them to pay for hurting you. So you want to say something to them in the closure conversation that makes them regret doing whatever they did, and you want them to hurt like you hurt. And I'm gonna tell you, baby girl or baby boy, like, that's not always guaranteed. That's not always guaranteed. So you have to learn to, one, release them and let them go, because when you walk away from a situation, you walk away from a reason, for a reason. Two, find validation within yourself and know for a fact that it don't matter if they didn't see the value in you. As long as you see the value in you, that's all that matters. Because if you don't want them anyway, why you need them to see your value? You don't. You just need the person who is for you to see your value. And then number three, many times their remorse ain't coming no time soon. It may never come. And I'm sad to say it may never come. They may never feel remorse for hurting you. And that's okay. That just makes them a horrible human. That just means that they're still going to reap what they sow, because what goes around still come around. At the end of the day, today still got to end. You see what I'm saying? So, baby boy, baby girl, you don't need closure. All you need is to take time and heal within yourself. And you do that by confronting the pain, by going to therapy if necessary, by praying up, by reading my book, How to X Your Ex, because I give y'all a whole bunch of ways to go ahead and heal on up, because you don't need it. Okay. Like, you gotta take time to really dig up that stuff, and you don't need closure to do it. So no, that is the answer to the question. All right. So if y'all got any questions about this, just hit me up underneath, read the book, you know, go ahead. I'm a post it underneath on, it's on Amazon or whatever. I do have an upgraded version, but I cannot find my upgraded book. I don't know why, it's in here somewhere, chat. But like, comment, and share. Until next time. Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.